This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, September 3rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. The condition of U.S. crops didn't show significant change in crop condition over the past week. 65% of corn rated good to excellent, the same as the week before. Soybeans were also rated 65% good to excellent, down 2 points from last week. Last week, the Food and Policy Research Institute suggested without a significant dent in global crop production or an appreciable increase in global demand, crop prices were likely to remain near current levels over the next couple of years. In a call with farm media today, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley said the 2018 Farm Bill doesn't reflect the current economic climate farmers and ranchers are facing today.
I agree with all the people that were at the Farm Progress Show that we need a new five-year farm bill. But when we don't get a new five-year farm bill, as happened so many times in the last 50 years, we do another one-year extension. And I think that's going to happen in the continuing resolution on before September 30th.
Last week, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said he wanted to see a farm bill on the House floor this month. Grassley salutes the chairman's work, but says it's the Senate that will keep a new farm bill from being approved this year.
I applaud the House Agriculture Committee for putting out a bill that solves some of the problems that we can't get an agreement on in the United States Senate. We can't reach an agreement that reflects what the House has done in a bipartisan way to make sure that we have the next five-year farm bill reflect the inflation in agriculture that is obvious since 2018, like increase in biodiesel, interest rates, parts for your farm machinery repair, seed, chemical fertilizer. There's a 20% increase in the House bill. The Democrats don't want to give a 20% increase in the Senate, and that's what keeps the bill from passing.
AgriPulse Philip Brasher asked if 2025 would be any easier to get an agreement on a new farm bill, given the $30+ billion shortfall in the House of paying for the farm and nutrition supports in the proposed language. Grassley said there were only two options to seeing a resolution, and neither were good or easy.
One would be having a dictated decision by Congress to the CBO to come up with a certain figure, whether it's realistic or not. And the other one is to have 60 votes in the United States Senate to override a CBO that the bill exceeds the CBO score. It's too bad that we don't roll up our sleeves and get the job done.
Ask about the USDA's projected $42.5 billion ag trade shortfall next year. Grassley didn't approve of protectionist trade measures, but he said there is a difference in the candidate's view from a new Oval Office.
I think maybe if you look at the upcoming election, both presidential candidates have a very protectionist approach. But the difference between Harris-Biden administration, they didn't attempt to negotiate free trade agreements. And even though Trump, even last term, was kind of more protectionist than he should have been, we were at least negotiating trade agreements. Mexico, Canada, the United States, we started one with countries in Africa. We made some accommodations through something short of a free trade agreement with Japan, et cetera, et cetera. At least we were negotiating, and they aren't even negotiating.
Grassley saluted his colleague, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, on her tenure in the U.S. Senate for Agriculture. He said her legacy would be even stronger if the Senate could produce a new farm bill this year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Write this down. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. The Farm Bureau News is available wherever you get podcasts. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.